Eye on the Hill 2024. Utah's new news is live from the state capitol.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. I'm Maria Chaleos. An exciting day, the first day of the legislative session, and it's great to be here on Capitol Hill. KSL's top story, of course, the Utah legislative session is officially underway with a new House Speaker. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
House Speaker Mike Schultz asked each member to stand with a paper listing their reason for being here.
Defending the future. Representative Chu, agriculture. Representative Briscoe, democracy. Representative Matthews, community. I like it. And whatever the reasons may be, I want to thank each of you for representing all varied parts and people in this great state.
Speaker Schultz also says that his priorities this session include the environment, higher education reform, and housing.
We cannot afford to miss a step, so let's get to work.
Reporting at the Capitol, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The president of the Utah Senate told his colleagues Utah has doubled the amount it spends on education in the past 10 years. Stuart Adams says teacher salary has increased dramatically, and he wants to see high-performing teachers make even more.
The goal, identify the best-performing teachers and reward their efforts by increasing their salaries to $100,000.
Adams says new teachers fresh out of college are making close to $60,000 a year. One Utah lawmaker is trying to make it easier for county jail inmates to vote in general and municipal elections. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
Representative Andrew Stoddart is sponsoring the bill that would require a county clerk and county jail to work together so inmates can register to vote and vote by mail. It looks to streamline the process, making it easier for inmates to have their say in elections. He told me via text that elected officials should represent everyone.
And if successful, that bill would take effect in May. KSL-TV's Lindsay Ehrt says some of the governor's top priorities include affordable housing.
He's really pushing new starter homes. He wants to get a bunch of new homes created. And from the legislature, that's going to require possibly some zoning changes and working with cities on how we kind of make less red tape so we can build more new homes.
Other top issues include education and helping to end homelessness. A bill being proposed by a Utah County lawmaker would require all ballots be delivered to county clerks by the time the polls close, including those sent in through the U.S. Postal Service. Representative Norman Thurston says when a ballot is mailed in, the voter loses control of when it will be delivered.
The simpler thing is just to go down and put in the drop box. Drop boxes are all over the place now. They're everywhere. And so just drop your ballot off at a drop box, and then you know that it will be received on time because you're the one that put it in the box.
He says people would still be able to mail in their ballot. They would just need to send it earlier to make sure that it's not late. First look traffic. We have an emergency traffic situation, and let's check in with Ricky Neese.
And Maria, we do have a vehicle fire. Now, this truck was fully engulfed. We had a lot of black smoke, visible flames, northbound I-15 just before 7200 South. And the problem is, now the fire crews are on the scene. They are attacking this from both the left and right sides, meaning it's affecting the main flow of northbound I-15 and that collector ramp. So we have delays building quickly. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time 12:07.
Listen to KSL for news to get exactly what you want.
It's a good place to get accurate news.
They do the in-depth,
reliable, balanced, thought-provoking.
Hear the important stories, the stories that affect you.
On KSL News Radio.
Introducing Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. We're bringing all of Utah's favorite HVAC, plumbing, and electrical brands under one roof. Get your home's electrical system running in peak condition by scheduling a $79 whole home electric inspection with the professionals at Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric today. The electrical experts at Yes are ready to help identify unsafe conditions and possibly prevent expensive repairs in the future. Proudly serving Utah for more than 45 years. Call now or visit theyesmancan.com for details, terms, and conditions.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, Humankindness.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and when I talk to you about a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, I mean, it's only natural. I talk about the steaks and how perfectly they are cooked and presented. But you know, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse is more than just steaks. Maybe you're in the mood for fish, or how about a poultry dish, chicken. They even have special seasonal items, and they're waiting for you at both locations. Hotel Park City, or right in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City. The service is spectacular. Those side dishes are just amazing. When we go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, we just pass everything around so everybody can enjoy all the great flavors. And then let's talk about the desserts. They're amazing. They're simply amazing. So always save a little room for dessert at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Hotel Park City, perfect for after skiing, and downtown Salt Lake City. It's Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us for Utah's new news. Coming to you live from the Utah State Capitol, lawmakers will start looking over more than 400 bills as the legislative session gets underway. KSL News Time 1208, more than 2,000 Rocky Mountain Power customers in Weber County are without power. The power company says they're investigating the cause. The power might not be back on until 4:30 this afternoon. The Great Salt Lake Commissioner's Office has released their first strategic plan of what it's going to take to save the lake. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
The plan outlines what we need to do between now and 30 years from now to keep the lake from disappearing. Great Salt Lake Deputy Commissioner Tim Davis tells me over the next year, there's going to be a big focus on making sure each state and federal agency involved with the lake are moving in the same direction, and also, of course, getting more water to the lake.
The key work that we'll be doing is figuring out how much water we're already conserving. Then we'll also be identifying how much water we need to get each year.
Davis says while we have learned more what works over the years, part of the plan is to keep learning more over time. And while it could take a while, he ultimately believes we can save Great Salt Lake.
There isn't a silver bullet for the Great Salt Lake. It's going to take everyone.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
We do have an emergency traffic situation. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky, what's going on?
Well, we have a vehicle fire. Now, the flames have been doused, and these flames were visible, and the smoke could be seen quite a distance. But this is northbound I-15, a little before 7200 South. I'm going to call it 7500 South. Fire crews were only blocking one to two right lanes. Now they have all lanes blocked except for the two far left lanes of traffic. And that is what brought traffic to a standstill on northbound I-15 with stop and go and slow and go delays reaching 90th South. Fire crews also started attacking this vehicle fire from the collector ramp. They were hitting it from both sides, and now left lanes are blocked on the collector ramp. That's that long ramp that runs parallel to I-15, and this is northbound at about 7500 South. So there are delays on the ramp and on the main flow. Now, in addition to this, we have scanners calling out a possible rollover crash at 3500 South and 4300 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for an afternoon high of 35 degrees with mostly sunny skies. It's a quiet day. Overnight, clouds will thicken up with a low of 27 degrees. Into tomorrow, 41 the high, but we're looking at some rain-snow mix. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's sunny and 29 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. We are coming to you live from the Utah State Capitol, where the legislative session is getting underway. And coming up next on Utah's New News, we'll hear what House Speaker Mike Schultz is prioritizing this legislative session. Streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, we are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop.
Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
IVC, Interventional Vascular and Vein Center, is having a new year, new leg special event on Saturday, January 27th. This will be a free screening for varicose veins at their office in Provo. Don't let leg pain slow you down in 2024. Why wait? Now is the time to kick off the new year with new legs. Come and learn why starting at the beginning of the year is ideal to get you ready for spring. IVC has been in business for over 20 years and has been voted the best vein center of Utah Valley for 10 years running. IVC's doctors, advanced practice providers, and sonographers will be on hand to answer your questions. So come see them Saturday, January 27th for a free varicose vein screening. Space is limited, so please RSVP right now. Visit iVein.com. That's the letter I, V-E-I-N.com. To schedule your new year, new legs, free screening at IVC. Because life starts when the pain stops.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah legislative session is officially underway. Leaders say they'll focus this session on the environment, higher education, and housing. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, after months of work, the Great Salt Lake Commissioner's Office is outlining what it's going to take to save the lake now and in the decades to come. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
And we do have emergency traffic on northbound I-15 in Midvale due to a vehicle fire, where fire crews attacked it from the left and right on the main flow and the collector ramp near 7200 south. Of main flow delays now reaching back to 90th south with stop-and-go speeds. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
After a cold start in the teens, we'll go to 35 today with mostly sunny skies. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 29 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. From the Iowa caucuses to a New York courtroom, Donald Trump won big with the lion's share of the pie over Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley today. The presidential candidate in court for the start of the second defamation case involving author E. Jean Carroll. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more.
It's looking like it's going to be a fairly quick trial. The judge is saying it will be as many as, 3 to 5 days. Trump's attorney, Alina Haba, said they only have one witness in addition to Donald Trump, who is likely as of now to take the stand, she said. And then E. Jean Carroll only has about 2 to 3 witnesses.
Trump is appealing the jury's verdict last May that awarded Carroll $5 million after finding him liable for sexually assaulting her in the 1990s and later defaming her. Biting cold temperatures and snow and ice hitting the East Coast today, leading to some 2,000 flight cancellations. House lawmakers even postponing a key vote on funding bills due to weather. A judge has sided with the Justice Department, blocking the sale of JetBlue and Spirit Airlines.
JetBlue says it's evaluating its next steps after a federal judge ruled to block it from a $3.8 billion plan to buy Spirit Airlines. The Biden administration has fought against large airline deals. It would reduce competition. The judge ruling JetBlue buying Spirit would hurt consumers who rely on Spirit's low airfares because airfares would rise. The court's ruling sent Spirit's stock price into a nosedive. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Accused Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman is facing new murder charges.
The last of the so-called Gilgo Four, now linked to alleged Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman. Prosecutors on Long Island charging the 60-year-old with the murder of 25-year-old Maureen Brainerd Barnes. She's the first of four former escorts to go missing and then found dumped on Gilgo Beach along the area's North Shore in 2010. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
He's pleaded not guilty to all charges. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. House Speaker Mike Schultz addressed the legislature at the opening of the session, promising policies to put Utah ahead.
We're going to pass policies that elevate opportunities for Utahns, maximize and protect our resources, improve our systems and processes, our institutions, and ensure a bright and bold future for all Utahns. We will lead the way by creating an environmental stewardship caucus, because as a conservative legislature, we are committed to protecting our state's natural resources for future generations, while also supporting responsible and reasonable energy and resource development. strong economy and a healthy environment are not mutually exclusive. Let me say that again. We can have both. It's not a zero-sum game. We are committed to finding the solutions so that we can achieve that. We will tackle comprehensive higher education reform. Higher education plays a critical role in preparing our students to join our dynamic workforce and build strong communities. This legislature will work alongside the Board of Higher Education to ensure our colleges and our universities are focusing on their core missions of embracing academic excellence, fostering innovation, and preparing our students to live long and prosperous lives.
He also promised to bolster the economy, expand infrastructure, and support students and teachers in the classroom. KSL News Time 1219. We do have an emergency traffic situation. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky, how's it looking?
Well, fire crews remain on the scene of this vehicle fire on northbound I-15 prior to 7200 South. But the good news is on the main flow of I-15, they've opened up more lanes of travel. So you have about three, possibly four. They may be getting ready to open up another lane. Three center and left lanes of travel open on northbound I-15. The collector ramp still has left lanes blocked at that same spot as fire crews attack this blaze from both sides. But you will see backups on both the collector ramp and the main flow of I-15 with solid slow and go speeds at about 9500 South. Now, the rest of your Valley Freeway traffic is in good shape with no delays. We have had a report of a possible rollover crash 3500 South, about 4300 West. Lagoon is looking for ride maintenance technicians. Lagoon offers excellent mechanical training. Laguna offers excellent mechanical training programs with amazing career opportunities. Ride maintenance technician position is full-time and year-round. Details, visit lagoonpark.com/jobs. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast turns quite mild over the next seven. Today's chilly, 35, mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow, looks like we'll get some rain and snow, especially in the morning. 41 the temperature. 42 partly cloudy on Thursday. Friday, 42 mostly cloudy. Keeping the clouds around on Saturday, 44. Down to 42 with rain and mountain snow on Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 29 degrees here on Capitol Hill. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Ooh, the Dow is down by nearly 400 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
If you've ever set New Year's resolutions before, you know how difficult it is to follow through because you have to wait to see the results. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and in honor of your New Year, New You resolutions, Any Hour Services is having our New Year, New System sale. From now until the end of February, Any Hour Services will give you $2,024 off a new furnace and air conditioner, and you don't have to wait to save the money. You get $2,024 off at the time of purchase. The only thing you have to do to qualify for our New Year, New System sale is call Any Hour Services and schedule a free estimate. When you call, there's no obligation to buy. Just schedule a time to meet that works best for you. Let me say that again. From now until the end of February, when you have Any Hour Services install a new furnace and air conditioner, we'll give you $2,024 off. Call any of our services right now and schedule a free estimate. 801-443-7400. You can Google any of our services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than any of our services.
This is it. The best year of your life starts right here with Soda Weight Loss.
I am ready for this.
It's Soda Shape Up Showdown, where you could win a full year of Soda's amazing program and a $2,000 wardrobe makeover.
Oh, yeah.
Because with Soda, you will let go of the weight and keep it off for good. Soda is the number one weight loss program in America for client satisfaction and results. And we have the proof at SodaWeightLoss.com.
2024 is going to be my year.
What are you waiting for? If you've tried other diets and the weight just comes back, get real results with Soda Weight Loss. Enter to win a year's free program and a $2,000 makeover right now. Email shapeup at SodaWeightLoss.com. That's shapeup at SodaWeightLoss.com. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Don't wait. Enter to win the Shape Up Showdown now by emailing shapeup at SodaWeightLoss.com.
KSL News Time 1224. Utah is the place to be if you're wanting to start a business.
Utah is 2024's best state to start a business, according to a report by Wallet Hub. It compared multiple factors like office space affordability and human capital availability. The state ranked number one overall, but didn't fare so well in some of the individual categories. It got 30th place when comparing cost of living and 28th place in industry variety. The category that really bumped them up was the average growth in the number of small businesses. Alexandria Bonia, KSL News Radio.
We are watching Utah's money. 5% of the workforce is expected to be laid off this year and be replaced by robots. A survey by consulting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers found that one in four CEOs are expected to cut labor costs and replace warm bodies with generative AI. Boeing is increasing quality inspections of its 737 MAX 9 aircraft following the failure of the emergency exit door panel on an Alaska Airlines flight last week. Company said after the Alaska Airlines flight and customer complaints, it's clear that they are not where they need to be on quality assurance and controls. Sam's Club will replace their receipt checkers with AI. The superstore will implement a new camera computer system to recognize items at the door. Almost 600 stores across the country will get this feature by the end of the year. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow right now is down by 359 points. It sits at 37,234. The S&P, it's down by 33 points. Hollywood awards season is in full swing, and celebs won big at last night's 75th Primetime Emmy Awards. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has more.
Jennifer Coolidge, winning Best Supporting Actress in a Drama, ran afoul of the official timekeeper.
Love you, baby, but time.
Okay, guess what? Guess what? One more thing. Abbott Elementary's Quentin Brunza, winning Best Actress in a Comedy. And Succession, going in with 27 nominations, taking home 6 awards, including stars Kieran Culkin and Sarah Snook, and Best Drama Series. But The Bear was the big Emmy winner with 10, including lead actor Jeremy Allen White and Best Comedy Series. The Night also produced a brand new EGOT, Elton John, with his win for Outstanding Live Variety Special, his concert at Dodger Stadium.
The award show follows last week's Golden Globes and Sunday's Critics' Choice Awards. Stay with us. We have an emergency traffic situation. A complete update with Ricky Beast coming up next.
Utah lawmakers are officially in session. State leaders will debate bills that impact your taxes, our schools, and how we live our lives. Get updates on new bills in the morning and discussion and analysis all day today. Eye on the Hill 2024
on KSL News Radio.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. And did you know that we get a bunch of service calls per year from people who didn't even hire us? That means they originally hired someone else to replace their siding, gutters, and windows. Then later, when a problem popped up, they tried to call their contractor back to fix it, only to find out that the contractor has ceased to exist. They're gone. Done. Out of business. At RGS Exteriors, we've been serving Utah for 70 years. As a fifth-generation-owned contractor, we've got customers who are the grandkids of our customers we had in the 1950s and 60s. We're not going anywhere. We will be here when you need us, period. For siding, gutters, and windows, now and forever, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit at rgsexteriors.com. That's 801-280-3110 or rgsexteriors.com.
Emergency traffic is brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's get the latest. Here's Ricky Meese.
A vehicle fire northbound I-15 is now out just before 7200 South. Crews went at it from both the left and right sides. However, they have opened up all but the far right lane of traffic on northbound I-15. And the collector ramp still has less left lane blocks. So you're going to see delays on both the collector ramp and the main flow of I-15 back past 90th South. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are delay free. Had an earlier report of a possible rollover crash at 3500 South, about 4300 West. Cypress checking account members enjoy discounted rates on auto and RV loans, free access to their credit scores and reports, and a suite of other products and perks. Learn more at CypressCU.com. Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Following a cold start in the teens, we'll rise to the 30s today with mostly sunny skies. As we move into the evening and overnight, clouds will thicken up with a low of 27. Into tomorrow, looks like morning rain-snow mix, temperatures into the low 40s by afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Utah's new news.
Live from Utah's Capitol Hill on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And good afternoon. I'm Maria Chaleo. Sunny and 29 degrees here on Capitol Hill. KSL's top story. In just a few hours, the First Lady will land in Salt Lake City for a quick one-day trip. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell will be traveling with her motorcade all day. He joins me live from the airport. Hugo?
Maria, Salt Lake City has put on a show of the beautiful blue beautiful blue sky and white fluffy snow. Dr. Jill Biden, she'll be touching down in the next 90 minutes or so. She's here to meet with teachers at the Hunter High School and raise money for her husband's presidential campaign. Now, polls at the moment show he is lagging behind several Republican candidates, including former President Donald Trump, who swept Iowa caucus last night. Salt Lake City is just one city on Dr. Biden's campaign trail. She will be setting off to California and Ohio after Utah. Make sure you tune in to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News for all the updates on her stay as she soaks in the fresh powder and Utah's winter sun. Reporting live, Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
The Utah legislative session is underway, and Senate President Stuart Adams says the legislature has cut taxes 3 years in a row, and they'll be trying to do it again this session.
And we're going to make the same effort this year, but we'll again look responsibly, make sure our revenues are right.
He tells Dave and Dujanovic and other priorities to continue to work to help people get out of apartments and into their own homes, conserving water, and making sure the state has enough water well into the future will also be a big topic. A Riverdale woman is under arrest, accused in the death of her infant son. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Riverdale police say 26-year-old Bryce Joe Harkins was booked into the Weber County Jail for investigation of aggravated murder after officers were called Sunday to a home on a report of a baby not breathing. Investigators noted that the baby had suffered multiple injuries that appeared to be the result of child abuse. KSL.com reports Harkins, the boy's mother, was taken to the Riverdale Police Department for questioning, where she admitted to multiple incidents of abuse to her son over the past 2 weeks. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
An Aura man is accused of threatening his roommate, saying he would set traps inside and outside of his bedroom. Police officers responded after the roommate climbed out of a window to get away. Police say the suspect, 24-year-old Jacob Wilson, answered the officer's knock on the door with a knife and pepper spray. He was taken to the Utah County Jail. KSL's top national stories. The New Hampshire primaries are now a week away, and the candidates are hoping to play catch-up after former President Trump's big win in Iowa. ABC Sherry Preston is in Des Moines with more.
Several things could make it easier for a Donald Trump win in New Hampshire and beyond. One is his overwhelming dominance in Iowa. Another is Vivek Ramaswamy dropping out of the race. More than 40% of Ramaswamy supporters nationwide have told pollsters that Trump was their second choice. Another is the momentum Nikki Haley may lose. Her third-place finish here could dampen support in New Hampshire, where she'd been moving up in the polls. Another resounding win by Trump there could make the path to the nomination nearly impossible for either her or Ron DeSantis.
And Mr. Trump's supporters are already lining up in the New Hampshire snow to attend his campaign event tonight. The field is narrowing as Vivek Ramaswamy and Asa Hutchinson suspend their campaigns. More from ABC's Zoreen Shaw.
DeSantis isn't doing too well in this state based on polling that we've seen here. In fact, he flew straight to South Carolina after Iowa. He wants to show that he is in this race for the long run. Haley is making it clear that she wants to face Trump. She is in this state, and she put out a statement today saying that enough of this hiding, that he should show up to that ABC debate.
Haley says she won't take part in the ABC News debate Thursday in Manchester unless the former president is there too. He has not attended any debates this election cycle. Other national stories KSL is following. There's been another collision at a Japanese airport. It comes just over 2 weeks since the deadly collision in Tokyo involving a passenger jet and a Coast Guard plane. More from ABC's James Longman.
Officials say there was what they call contact between two planes. This all happened while they were on the ground. A Cathay Pacific plane was parked. A Korean airplane packed with passengers was pulling out when its wing hit the tail of the Cathay Pacific aircraft. Luckily, no one's been reported injured, but we've seen images from the airport. It seems to show quite bad damage to one of the wings.
No one was hurt in that crash. A judge has blocked JetBlue's purchase of Spirit Airlines.
In a win for the Biden administration, a federal judge is blocking JetBlue's purchase of Spirit Airlines for antitrust reasons. A ruling has sent Spirit's stock price tumbling. It would have been a $3.8 billion deal and would have created the nation's fifth largest airline, but the court ruling would have caused airfares to rise. The judge saying getting rid of Spirit Airlines would have hurt cost-conscious travelers who rely on Spirit's low fares. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Close to 2,000 flights have been canceled today. Another 4,500 have been delayed because of cold and snow hitting the East Coast. The biggest impacts are in New York, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
Delays continue northbound I-15. It's all due to a vehicle fire just before 7200 South. On the main flow, a right lane is blocked. And on the collector ramp, all lanes have reopened, but we still have backups to Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Your friends come here for news and impactful, thought-provoking talk.
Boyd Matheson in the afternoon. I feel like he does a really good job of hitting things from both sides.
Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson from 1 to 3.
In your car at 102.7 FM.
Hi, this is Julie. Come chill with us in Logan, where we do winter right. Okay, this is super cool, and I mean that literally. Bring your binoculars and bundle up. Take a horse-drawn sleigh ride through a herd of 600 elk at Hardware Ranch. Get up close to these majestic animals on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. We're also home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak ski resorts, where you can ski, snowboard, or go tubing on a 500-foot hill. The best part is they have a magic carpet that drags your carcass to the top of the hill so you don't even have to. Need more adrenaline? Rent snowmobiles at Beaver Creek Lodge to explore the beautiful mountains, miles of powder, and groomed trails too. For more frosty fun, try indoor ice skating. It doesn't matter how coordinated you are or aren't. This totally cracks me up. You can rent skates and helmets and even a walker. Perfect! Or just cozy up to the fireplace at a historic bed and breakfast or comfortable hotel. Enjoy live concerts and theater performances and delicious dining options. More info at exploreLogan.com/winter. That's exploreLogan.com/winter. Logan, we're cool like that.
It's me again. Are you like me and sometimes in the dead of winter like to sit at your window and imagine seeing green foliage and flowers blooming in your garden? Well, J&J Garden Center has a solution. Experience that beautiful garden right now inside your home. Starting January 15th to the 20th, J&J invites you to their annual Plantastic Sales event. During this event, all indoor plants in all varieties and sizes will be 25% off. And all pots in all shapes and sizes and black gold all-purpose potting mix will be 25% off too. So make your indoor oasis come true. Come to J&J's Plantastic event. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then West 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Coming to you live from the Utah State Capitol as the Utah legislative session gets underway. And recapping our top story, First Lady Jill Biden is on her way to Salt Lake City, where she will meet with teachers at Hunter High School today. KSL News Time 1238. More corporate chiefs are optimistic but feel uncertain about what's ahead. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more.
38% of corporate chiefs polled were optimistic about the strength of the economy, up from 18% last year. But 45% were worried that their businesses wouldn't be viable in 10 years without reinvention. That's up substantially from last year. More than 4,700 top executives were surveyed by the big consulting firm PwC. As business and political leaders and activists arrived at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSL Sports, the NFL divisional playoff round is now set with the final wild card games wrapping up last night. In the AFC, the Buffalo Bills will host the Kansas City Chiefs after getting a win and a touchdown from former Ute Dalton Kincaid last night. Now the Baltimore Ravens will host the Houston Texans. In the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers will host former Utah State Aggie Jordan Love and Green Bay Packers, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will head to Detroit to take on the Lions. One of the famous Kelce brothers is retiring from the NFL. Sources tell the Associated Press that Jason Kelce, the brother of Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, is hanging up the cleats after 13 seasons under center for the Philadelphia Eagles. Kelce will end his career with 6 All-Pro selections and a ring from the Eagles' 2018 Super Bowl championship. Utah Jazz are still white hot. They won their 6th straight game over the Indiana Pacers last night, 132-105. The Jazz are now 9th in the Western Conference. They'll be back home tomorrow night to take on Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors at 7 o'clock. KSL News Time, 1239. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky Meese, have we resolved that emergency traffic situation?
Almost. We are at least seeing traffic move a little bit better. Now, we still have the final cleanup of the earlier vehicle fire that brought I-15 traffic to a halt on northbound I-15 just before 7200 South. The right lane is still blocked on the main flow. All lanes are open on the collector ramp in that area, but we still have residual delays into Sandy. Now, we also had an earlier report of a possible crash, maybe even a rollover accident at 3500 South, about 4300 West. And I am seeing backups both east and westbound in that vicinity on 3500 South. So expect some delays if you're traveling there. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways look great. Some southbound slowdowns, and this is going to be on State Street as you're approaching 1700 South to 2100 South. Mr. Max, buy one, get one sale. Buy one suit for $299, get the second one for $100. Any style, any location, free alterations, and 9 locations. Mr. Max, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Not a bad January day dialing up for today. 35 by afternoon, mostly sunny skies. 27 overnight with clouds thickening up. That's out ahead of our next system. That'll bring rain snow mix to the valley floor. High of 41 for your Wednesday. Thursday, partly cloudy, 42. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 30 degrees here on Utah's Capitol Hill. And coming up on Utah's Noon News, we'll talk to Mexican Consul General to Utah, Eduardo Baca, about community partners against hate. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Let me talk to your furnace for a moment. Hi there, furnace. Can I call you Bob? Working hard, Bob? Giving warmth, night after night, day after day, often neglected, unappreciated, on the edge of your ability, Bob? Giving your all, ready to burn a bearing or blow a fuse, yet pressing on despite your lack of maintenance and tender loving care, Bob? What's that you say, Bob? Bob says, call the Furnace Whisperers, the Whipple Service Champions Furnace Tuner-Uppers, where you get $55 off the best furnace tune-up in the world in our marketplace. Not the feather dusters, the deep-down, back-to-factory conditions furnace tune-uppers.
Thanks, Bob. We speak Furnace, and if you call us, we already know what Bob will say.
Thank you.
Whipple Service Champions, Utah's original friendly family business since 1947. 801-444-FAST. 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. Bam.
Don't live life backwards.
Wait, what? Live life backwards, what's that supposed to mean?
Just this. If you're suffering because your smile needs help, and you're thinking about choosing dentures, you're living life backwards. You're choosing old technology over 21st century solutions. Instead, discover something amazing for your smile today at Stubbs Dental Implant Center. StubbsDental.com delivers on a promise to help you explore life-changing dental options.
Life-changing? Absolutely.
Because with dental implants instead of dentures, you eat, laugh, and smile as naturally as you did before the problems began. No more missing, broken, or painful teeth. With StubbsDental.com, you choose a best-of-state winner and Utah's trusted dental implant experts. And you can qualify for dental implants in just 60 seconds online, while you also schedule a complimentary consultation. Enjoy the smile you deserve with the 21st century technology of dental implants. It starts at StubbsDental.com. StubbsDental.com.
KSL News Time, 1245, and Utah's new news coming to you from the state capitol. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
after months of work and research, the Great Salt Lake Commissioner's Office is outlining what it's going to take to save the lake between now and in the decades to come. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Jill Biden is on her way to Salt Lake City. We will give you updates on the First Lady's whereabouts. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Well, those delays are really starting to thin out. Speeds picking up northbound I-15 from 90th south up to the vehicle fire at 72nd. Remember, east and westbound backups on 3500 south due to a crash near 4300 west. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Quiet and chilly today, but rain and snow tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 29 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In New York, the jury now seated in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case against former President Trump. ABC's Olivia Rubin is at the courthouse where opening arguments are set to begin.
They dismissed the juror who said she worked at a phone bank for Joe Biden as a volunteer. They dismissed the juror who said he believed that the 2020 election was stolen, and they ended up with these nine jurors who will now sit for 3 to 5 days, Kira, as they go through this trial and ultimately come up with a number for Donald Trump to pay, if anything.
Trump appearing in court today, fresh off his victory at the Iowa caucuses. Vivek Ramaswamy, who came in fourth behind Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, has dropped out and has now endorsed Trump. Iran claiming responsibility for the explosion outside the U.S. consulate in northern Iraq, killing four civilians. It's the latest escalation in the region since the Israel-Hamas war began. The U.S. says it's also carried out more strikes against militants in Yemen. This is ABC News.
Stand up against hate. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Radio and our broadcast partners are teaming up with Community Partners Against Hate. The goal is to encourage everyone to play a role in stopping the spread of hate crimes in our community. Joining me live is the Mexican Consul General to Utah, Eduardo Baca. Thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And describe for us, why do we need community partners in this movement to combat hate?
Well, certainly the aim is for all communities to be welcoming, and the fact that so many hate crimes and incidents have been happening, on, not just in the United States, but all around the world, that this requires society to work together. And this is the philosophy behind Community Partners Against Hate, is to have involvement from the community itself with local authorities and state authorities in order to work together to combat the rise of hate crimes around our communities.
Why did you personally decide to get involved?
Well, as a member of the community, as you well know, the Latino community here in the state of Utah, a big part of it is of Mexican origin. So we are, and there have been, a few years ago, there was a particular incident that sort of, you know, brought to light the fact that there were hate feelings against certain community members, actually a Mexican a gentleman who worked at an auto repair shop was targeted. And so this was just an example of the things that, you know, we need to work together as a community. And other communities have been, of course, also the target of either hate expressions. We call it hate incidents. And the idea is that we get ahead of this and so that it doesn't become a hate crime.
We are broadcasting our shows today from the first day of the legislature. What are you hoping comes out of this legislative session?
Well, one of the things that is being considered, there is a piece of legislation that if it passed would create a statewide hotline for people to report incidents of bias or hate. And we believe that that would be a very important outcome because, as unfortunately, incidents are happening all around, as well as hate crimes themselves. But one of the things is that the report of these crimes or incidents is very low. So we are encouraging, we believe that anything that, you know, can contribute to reporting these crimes really is very positive. So that piece of legislation would be, you know, a very important outcome of this legislative session.
Well, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is the Mexican Consul General to Utah, Eduardo Baca. KSL News Time, 12:49, traffic and weather together, and it's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
Well, we are seeing good speeds once again, northbound I-15, Sandy into Midvale. Now, we still have the remainder of what was left of the vehicle fire after fire crews got it all mopped up. It's over to the right shoulder, but good speeds through that area, no delays. Now, we also have some delays, most of it on the southbound side, a little bit on the northbound side of State Street, right around 2100 South. And then we have east and westbound backups due to an earlier crash, 3500 South, 4300 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast has a string of 40s. Today's the last day in the 30s. We'll go 35, mostly sunny skies. It's quiet. Tomorrow, we get a system. Looks like rain and snow, especially in the morning. 41 the temperature. 42 on Thursday afternoon, partly cloudy skies. More clouds expected on Friday, 42. 44 mostly cloudy on Saturday. Down to 42 with valley rain, mountain snow on Sunday. Mostly cloudy on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 30 degrees on Utah's Capitol Hill, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Markets getting the week off to a kind of a negative start. A lot of red on the markets today. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Have you heard of IRS Tax Code Section 1.408A-4? It sounds complicated, but it's a simple tax law thousands of Utah families are using to lock in lower tax bills when they retire. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, and some of this money is in an IRA or 401k, it could save you tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars in future tax bills. You can find out how much you could save by requesting a free and confidential retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions, a 5-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. For your free retirement tax analysis, call 801-896-9622. 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
In Salt Lake City,
we are taking a stand against hate.
We take a stand against bias,
bigotry, prejudice,
violence,
intimidation,
and hate of any kind.
We are speaking up in support of reporting acts of hatred
so that no one
is the victim of hate.
Because we are all Salt Lakers.
Taking a stand.
is what we do.
Report hate crimes. For a crime in progress, call 911.
Up to a 30% upfront bonus and 12% per year guaranteed growth for retirement. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and these are the highest guarantees with annuities I have seen in my life. When interest rates are this high, there are silver linings, and annuity guarantees are one of them. Up to a 30% bonus upfront for retirement income. On $100,000, that's up to $42,000 guaranteed in the first year. And it's because of the economy and its high interest rates. Don't let anyone, especially another financial advisor, tell you it's not true. Up to 30% upfront just for opening an account and up to 12% per year guaranteed income growth. Don't miss out. This won't last forever. If you have an old 401k, get up to 30% upfront and 12% guaranteed growth for income today.
Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call AnyHour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than AnyHour Services.
KSL News Time 1254. The only place to eat in Manaway is on its way out.
Sydney's is the only restaurant in Manaway, and it's closing its doors to move to Preston, Idaho. Denise Hardy is the owner. She's lived in Idaho the entire 6 years she's operated the business. She just moved to Preston, and an opportunity presented itself when some current restaurant owners wanted to retire. Sydney started out as a convenience store with a grill and blossomed from there. The new location will be the same restaurant as the old one, so if you are craving it, you can drive a few extra hours to get it. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, the time of using your family's Costco card may be over. The retail giant is testing out a scanning system that checks if the photo ID on the card matches the card user. Critics are saying it will hold up lines. Apple beat out Samsung in global smartphone shipments for the first time in over a decade. Apple shipped over 234 million phones last year, the only company to show positive growth in the past year. Two of the nation's largest grocery chains are trying to merge, but Washington is not happy about it. The state is suing to block that merger. It argues the $25 billion deal would harm consumers and raise prices. Kroger and Albertsons have more than 300 locations in the state and account for more than half of the grocery sales.